Weiter in Shas. We are on Daf Chav Gimel, picking it up on Chav Gimel. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 or so lines down. Next part of Mishnah Maisa Shashachu L'choni Amagol. Surprisingly, we continue on with a bit of Agarata. Taner Rabbanon, Pamachos, Yotzu Rov Adar V'lo Yiduk Shamim. The majority of Adar went by and they did not have enough rain. So, what did they do? Shalchu L'choni Amagol, they sent the message to Choni Amagol. And they said, Ispalel V'yerduk Shamim, daven that it should be that the rain will come falling down. Davin, the rain didn't fall. So he made like a circle and he stood inside of it. Rashi says, Shura Agula, Kamo Uga Shi Agula, like a cake that is circular. Like Chavakuk did. Shedemetz Bozik says, Al Mishmarti Emodav is Yatzva Al Matsur. This is referencing when Chavakuk had a kasha on the Ribbono Shlom. He wanted to understand Pshatim. What is the idea of Rasha V'Tovlo? Doesn't make any sense in Tzadik V'Ralo. So what does he do? He dug a little pit and he stood over there and he said, I'm not leaving until you go out and tell me. Amar Lefana, he said before Hashem, Ribbono Shalolam, Bonecha Samu Pneim Alai, your children turn to me. Shani Keben Bayis Lefenecha, because I am like a Ben Bayis by you. Nishbani B'Shimcha Gado, this is Choni Amagol speaking. I make a swear in your name, in your great name, I'm not going to move from here until you go and give rachmanah to your children. What happened? It started to drizzle a little bit. He said, Rabbi, we want to see you. We don't want to die. In other words, come on, keep davening. We need more. Kimedumin anu. It seems that there's no rain. Over here, just like a little drizzle is not helping. The whole reason it's there is only to get you out of your shvua so you can leave. Amar, so he said, Lokach Shalti, he said, Ribbono Shalom, that's not what I asked. I want rain, it's going to fill up all their wells and their cisterns, all the stuff that they all have water. Yardu b'zaf, what happens with the crazy rain instead of coming down? Achikol tipa v'tipa, kemlo pichavis, every drop was the size of a barrel, and it was going wild over here. Vishiaru chachamim, and the chachamim made a little calculation. She'ein tipa v'chusim ilug. There wasn't a drop that was less than a lug. That, my friends, is a lot. Amru lo tamid v'tamidim said, Rabbi, we knew chavalanamos. We want to see you not die. Come do manu she'ein sham yordan. It was abid olam. It looks like the old rain here is only coming to destroy the world. It's way too much. Amar Lefanav, he said, Lokach Sha'at Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not what I asked. Ela Gishmei Ratzon Ubracha Nedav, I want beautiful, delicious rain. That it should be good. Yardu Ketiknam, and it should come down. And all of a sudden, it started to fall nicely. Ad She'olu Kol Ha'am La'Har Bayis Ben Bnei Yishamim, until all the people had to go all the way up to Har Bayis, they had to travel up because of how much rain there was. Like, it wasn't coming down in intense buckets anymore, but it just kept raining and raining and raining, and Har Bayis is no higher plane, so you had to climb up to get there. Amulo, they said, Rabbi, Kshimshis Batal Yodus, like you daven, it should come down. Kachis Palil, V'yilchulam, go and daven, it should stop coming down. This is too much. Amulaham, he says back to him, Kach Mikublani, I have a tradition that I got from my teachers. Shemis Palim al Rova Tova. You don't go ahead and you daven about stuff that's too good, that you shouldn't have goodness continue to happen. Af al Pikain, nonetheless, Heviu li par hoda. He's about to pretty much ask not to have it. So give me a par that I should go for hoda, that I should make up for this chait that I'm about to go ahead and I'm going to ask for it to stop. Les vados l'Ravashi says va'asalu smicha heviu l'shlamim chonim v'zana bayis haya. Heviu lo par hoda, they brought him a par. Samach shtei yodam alav, he put his two hands on it. He did smicha on the cow like we do before we do a carbon. Rama Lefanav, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Amcha Yisrael Shatzitzim Yitzayim, this nation you brought of Israel, Einan Yecholin Lo Berov Tova V'lo Berov Peronis. They can't handle too much good or too much bad. Ka'asta Aleim, you get angry with them, Einan Yecholim Lamud, they can't handle it. Yishpat Aleim Tova, you give them too much good, Einan Yecholim Lamud, they can't handle it. Yehu Atom Fenecha, Sheyivsko Agshamim V'hei Revach Ba'olam. It should be your will that the rain should stop, and it should be spaciousness of the world, that should be good for the world. Miyad, immediately, Nashva Ruach, the wind started to blow, Vinispazua of him, and it scattered the clouds of Zerchel Chama, and the sun started shining. The sun came out. Vyotsu Am Lesod, the field, people went out to the field, review them, Kimeim Upitros, and they were to bring back different types of mushrooms. All right, this is a good thing that Gurashi says, Shiyotsu Melachluch Agishamim, Vyedu, Kishab Bracha. They understood that this is stuff that came from Bracha. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon Shatach sent the message. Il malei choniata, if you are not choni amago. Gozrani alecha nido. I would have made a nido on you. I would have put you in cherem, as she says, I'll cover the rav, sheitich dvarim v'arma lo kach shalti. I didn't ask for this, God. Shilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. The Gra adds this, velo od ella shilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. Shemavteichus kishamim biyadu she Eliyahu. We saw earlier in this Masechta, also comes up in other Masechtas, that Eliyahu Navi stopped the rain from coming down at the time of Achav. And he said there's going to be no rain until he brings it. Now, he had the Mafteach. Remember, we learned about the idea of the Mafteachos earlier, all the way back in Daf Beis, going into Daf Gimel, that Oshtikl over there, that Eliyahu Navi said, until I say that, he had the Mafteach of rain. And what would have happened if Eliyahu Navi would have been around at the time of Choni HaMago, when he says that, I'm not leaving the circle until you bring rain. Eliyahu Navi said, I'm not giving any rain. So then you'd be head-to-head, and there'd be a Chil Hashem over there in one direction. One of them would have been messed over because of that. And now over here, what is pointing out is that it could be that this is something which is good that Klai Yisrael isn't getting rain, because maybe this is some sort of gezerah that they need to change in some way, and you go and changing that is also not a good thing. So you forcing the hand of Shemayim, not a good thing. What can I do to you? You go and you behave in a way which like literally you sin in front of Son of Hashem. But he listens to you. Like a child that goes against his father, behaves in a way towards his father in such a way. His father still does what he wants. For Armelo and his son says to him, Abba, father, I want to take a bath in hot water. You know what? Make me, wash me in cold water. Give me almonds, peaches, pomegranates. His father goes and gives it to him. Even though he's dealing so disrespectfully to his father, he still does it. And you, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'yimecha v'sal yoladetecha. May your father and mother rejoice, and may she who bore you be glad. Now, apparently, Sanhedrin also sent a message to Choni HaMago, and they darshan the pasuk that they darshan about him. Tana Rabbanan, Mal Shochu b'nei Lishkas HaGazes to Choni HaMago. What are the b'nei Lishkas HaGazes? The Lishkas HaGazes we've seen before is a place, a chamber of hewn stone. It's where the Sanhedrin used to sit. Sanhedrin HaGadol. They said the following. The pasuk says in Eov, "Vatikzar Omer v'yakum lach v'al derachecha noga or." You're gonna pronounce a decree, and it will be fulfilled for you, and light will shine noga or in your ways. And they explain as follows: "Vatikzar Omer." When it says that you're gonna be gozer, "Vatikzar Omer," you're gonna Omer gezer. You're gonna say a decree. Ato gezartem l'mata, you gezer something down here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mikayim mamarecha memala, and Hashem listen to you. Upstairs, and light will shine in your ways. The door that was very dark, because the fact that they were very down and lowly, didn't have any rain, didn't have any food, you lit them up through your davening. If they fell low, you have said that they should be lifted up. The door that was very low, because again, there was no rain there, you raised them up by davening. V'shachinayim Yoshia, Dor Sheshach Ba'avono, and one whose eyes are downcast, he will save. Dor Sheshach Ba'avono Shata B'Tvilascha, a generation that was down because of their averus, you lift him up through Tvila. Yamalet Inaki, he's going to deliver one who's not innocent. Dor Sheloya Inaki Milatato B'Tvilascha, a door that was not clean, it was not pure and innocent. You save them through davening. V'numelot b'chor kapecha, and he's going to be delivered because of the purity of your hands. Milatatu b'masachi yodecha haberuim. You save them, your dar, because of the way that you behaved, the actions that you've done through your hands. Now we get to another classic story, pretty crazy story. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Yom of Shalsa Tzadik, all the days of that Tzadik, Minichonu Magal, Hayim Mitztayar L'Mikrozei, who's bothered by the pasuk that says, Shira Ma'alos B'shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Ayinu Kecholmim. A Shira Malos, a song of elevation. When Hashem returns the captivity of Tzion, we're going to be like dreamers. And the darshan, that what that means is that when they come back after being in Golas Bavel, like the 70 years, it's going to be like a dream. Amar Amiyikad Denoyim Shivan Shin Bechelma, is it possible a person can go ahead and they're able to go 70 years and have one dream? This doesn't make any sense. It's like, as Shivasina, Yinu Kecholim, it's like one long dream. Yom Echad, one day he was walking along the road. He saw there's a person planting a tree, a carob tree. Amarle said to him, how long does it take for this to go and grow? Amarle said, Ad Shivan Shin, it takes 70 years. Amarle, Pshita Lach the Chayy Shivan Shin. What? It's Pasha to you, you're gonna live for 70 years. Amarle says back to him, Hi Gava, Oma Becharuv Ashkachta. This man, meaning himself, I came to a world was filled with carob trees. Because my people before me, they planted it, and therefore I came in. So I'm going to do the same thing for my kids and grandkids. I'm going to pass that on, right? Pay it forward. Yosef Kakarchrifta, so he sat down to eat some bread. Asa le shensa, and he got really tired. Nim, he fell asleep. Ahadu le mishunisa. Rashi explains that it came around him, a rock, area of rocks that grew like a tooth around him that covered him. Ichse meine, covered him from people seeing him. Venim shivim shin, he fell asleep for 70 years. Kikam, when he woke up, chazia hu gavad, have a komalakit minayu. He saw there was a guy who was pulling stuff off the tree. It was the guy that planted, he was eating from it. So Amalei said to him, Atu dish salse, are you the one who planted the tree? Amalei says, nah, Barbareano, that was my grandfather. I'm the grandson. Amalei says, what? Shmami no denai me shivin shin. It must be I slept for 70 years. Chazal chamri di isili delay ramche ramche. He saw that his donkey had kids and grandkids even. He's like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Azal Abbas, he went to his house, Amalhu, and he said, Brei de Choni Amagu Mikayim, is the son of Choni Amagu still alive? Amalhu, and Brei Lasa, his son's not here, but Bar Brei, he says, his son is there, his grandson. Amalhu, Ana Choni Amagu, Zab Choni Amagu, I'm Choni the circle guy. Lohim Nuzu, they didn't believe him. Azal Abbas Medrash, he went to the base of Medrash, and Shaminu La Abonim de Ka'amri, he overheard the rabbi saying, that Nihirin Shemaitzin Kibishnei Chone Amagel, our Shemaitz, our understanding of the Torah is as clear as it was in the times of Chone Amagel. Chone Amagel is one, Rashi says, Muga Aslan Shmozu, it's so clear and proper, Kilam Le Madnua, Bechayb Shechone Amagel, Shaya. Mifarka Lanu, Umagia Lanu Yafa Yafa. He was holding stark in knowing how to darshan whenever there was an issue of something, and that's a clear in our learning. Because whenever Chone Amagel would come in, the Gemara says, anything they had a question on, he would fix it up for them. Amar Lui said, I don't know, I'm him. Lo Aminu, they didn't believe him. They didn't give him the honor that he was deserving. He felt really bad, he was really down, and he davened, and that was it, he died. Rava said, this is like people say, oh, chavrusa, oh, misusa. You either have someone who's a chavrusa who's going to, you know, be there for you that you could actually be with and back and forth and give you a feeling that you're chashiv, or it's better to be dead. Rashi brings the Gemara of Abasa. It talks about Eov saying that if you don't have chavirim of a person, it's rather be dead. And now it's time to move on to grandkids. Abba Chilkia Bar Bere de Choni Amagel. Abba Chilkia was the grandson of Choni Amagel. It was Bar Bere, the grandson of Choni Amagel. When the people needed rain, once it happened, the world needed rain. Shadur Rabbanan Zug Rabbanan Lagabe. They sent a pair of rabbis to him. The boy Rachme Dinesi Mitzvah. They should daven and it should come rain. Also, the Beisav Alashkachu. They came to says they didn't see him there. Also, Bedavra. So they went outside to the outdoor to the fields, and Vashkachu to have a karafik. They found him over there that he was working. He was in the midst of Rashi says Oder Basada. He was hoeing the land. Yavu le shloma. So they said to him, Shalom aleichem. Beep, turn the page. Chof gimel beis. Velo asber, velo asber lo ape. But he didn't even look at them. Rashi says, lo hichsel them. Panov, he didn't even look at them. Bepanya, when it became the, Rashi says, lifnos erev, when it came nighttime, kishol beis, when he went to his house, he gathered up a bunch of wood. When he got up, it's a bunch of wood. So he took the wood and his shovel and he put it on one shoulder. And he put his shirt, his whatever his garment, on the other shoulder. The whole way he went, he didn't wear shoes. Came out to Lamayis, but when he got to water, all of a sudden, then he put on his shoes. Lehizmi Vihigi, when he got to Hizmi Vihigi, which is the thorns and thistles, the linen lamani, he lifted up his shirt, or his he used to wear like these togas. He lifted it up a little bit. Kimata lamasa nafka the bitsu lape. Oh, so when he lifted it up in a way that when he went by there, Rashi says, he could be a begad of achik sefo, kidei shalo yikrus, he shouldn't get ripped, and he got, you know, all scratched up instead. Kimabata limasa, when he got to the town, we got there, his wife came out, nafka debisu la'ape ki mikashta. She came out and she's wearing tachshit and all different jewelry. Kimata lebesu, when they got to the house, alas debisu bereshit, first his wife went in, vahada ayalu, then he went in, vahada ayalu rabbanu, and then he told the rabbanu to come in. Yosef akar chifte, he sat down and he took out the bread. He didn't say, come, eat with me. He broke up the bread for his kids. To the bigger ones, he gave one. To the younger ones, he gave two. He said to his wife, he said this in a way that they clearly shouldn't hear what he's saying it. So I know that they came because of rain. Let's go up to the roof and let's go daven for rain. She says, Le'igra is aliyah, which means to go up to upstairs, the second floor, to the attic, and we'll go daven. Hopefully Hashem will answer us and it'll bring rain. And we won't take credit for us, like we're the ones who did it. Saku le'igra, they went up to the roof. Come iu b'chadah zavisa, he stood on one corner. V'i b'chadah zavisa, and she stood on the other corner, zavis, Rashi says. And kadum salika none mehach zavisa debisu. The cloud started forming on her side before his side. Rashi says, "Meosa ruach ishto sham alu ha'avim over there." The side that she was on—that's where the clouds came. Tchila shehi nainis tchila. She got answered before he got answered. Kinachis, when he finally came down, Amalua mamai. Amai also Rabbanan says, "Oh, rabbis, what are you doing here?" Amalei, they said, "Shadre lon Rabbanan legabi damar lemibir achamim mitzvah." You know, we were sent by the Rabbanan to go ahead to ask you to go ahead and daven. Amalei says, "Wow, baruch hamachem sholoritzah cheschem la'abechilkei baruch hashem." You didn't even need me because it started raining. Amalei, yadinon, listen, we know the mitzvah machas mar hu l'dasa. We know it came because of you. Elalei melon mar. We got a bunch of questions. Hanimili d'tmiyalon. We were a little bit wondering what's happening here. My time of kiyah vina lamar shalma loa. Why didn't you even like look at us? He says, listen, I'm paid by the day and I can't, that's not fair. I get paid, you know, for my working. And if I stop to talk with you, then I'm going to be, you know, over in Gezel of some sort. She says, lo is batel m'milachti kamo yoma the mifrigay rabbanon. Right? I can't go out. I can't stop the work. So my time, dara mar tzivi achad kaseh v'glim achad kaseh. Why did you put the wood on one side and the shirt on the other side? In other words, why is it? Why don't you just put that underneath there and then it should be something which should lighten the load a little bit? Amrelu, he says, talis she'ula isa. I borrowed this from somebody and lahachi shaleh, lahachi lo shaleh. I borrowed it for this in order to clothed myself, Rashi says, but not lahatil le coats in the car. I didn't want to put something else on it that I can, God forbid, rip it. My time of kula orcha lo siya mar masane. Why is the whole way you didn't wear shoes? V'chimati lemaya, but when you got to water, siya masane. All of a sudden, you put your shoes on. Amalu, he says back to him, come on, don't you know? Kula orcha chazina. I'm able to see the road the whole way. But maya lo chazina, I can't see in the water. Rashi says, my de isba. V'shami yishachenu dag or nachash. Maybe I'm going to get bit by a fish or by some sort of snake. My time of kimata mar lehizmi. Why did you bring up your cloak when you walked by these thorns and these thistles? Why didn't you keep it there? Now you're going to get all cut up. Amalu says, listen, this one is going to get better. No, it's going to heal. But this one's not going to get better. My legs, they get a little bit cut up. No problem. They'll form scabs. They'll get better. But this clothing, it gets ripped. It's Dunsky's. My time, ki matamai lamatsa nafka debisu lamar ki mikitisha mikashta. Why did your wife come when you came out of town? She came all dressed up nicely for you. Amalu, he said, kedei shelo etin einai b'isha cheres. I shouldn't look at any other women. My time, ayelu hibereisha. Why did she go in first? Why didn't you go in first? V'hada ayel mayer lamatsa, and you came in second. V'hada, and then only afterwards, alina anon, we came in. Amalu, he says, mishom daloba. I didn't check you guys out, and I don't know who you are, so I can't leave you outside of my wife. Why was it when you had the food, you didn't tell us to come join you? He said, "Mishum de lo nefisha rifta." I don't have a lot of food. I just don't have enough. Amino lo. Achzik behu berabar and tivusa bichinam. I don't want you to go look at me like I'm so chasher. Rashi says tovas tovas hanah chinam. Deinu lo havakachli deleka rifta. You wouldn't go out and eat because I don't have enough food. V'kamachzina behu tovas chinam and tovas chinam. You say, wow, this guy's such a good guy. He's offered to us even though he didn't have. My time, yaiv mar liinuka kashisha chada. Why did you give the older ones only one chada rifta? But lezutre tre, you give the young ones two. Amalahu, he says, because hi, kaibir raisi. The older ones, they're in the house. And therefore, they don't have a problem. They can eat whenever need. But these ones, v'hai yasfir be'kinishta. Rashi says, yinuka kaibir be'kinishta, kamei rabbe, v'lo asi kuliyoma. And they didn't have what to eat the entire day, except for they're hungry. Umay taima kadam sluk anane mehach zavisa. Why is it the clouds started forming on the side of your wife? The mar la none of the day, then it didn't go to yours first. He says, well, simple. Misham de itza shchicha babesa. My wife is the one that's in the house. She's home. V'yava rifta la niye. She goes and gives poor people bread. She gives them what to eat right away when they're hungry. But when it comes to me, but I am not able to do such a thing. She's found there. Umikrova hanyasin. Their hana is right away. Vanda Yavina Yahivna Zuza below Mikrivanaisa. My I give them money and therefore they don't get it right away, so therefore they don't have the same level. She gets on a higher level. Rashi says, Kol Yoma Vhimitsuchania Midiazlaviava. She goes and gives it to you immediately, and therefore they get that no right away. Rashi says, Shadavra Achila, he no senes land, he gives them to eat. For who below Torah Mash Aisa no senes mos, Matriachani Achikna, it's me Matriachim that he used to go ahead and then go buy something until finally he can actually enjoy it a little bit. Inami, another answer is that, you know, I should feel first, because Hanu Bir Yone Dahavishivu, son, there's these Schwanznagels that live in our town, Borim Ame Oritz, these Amaratsim that are there. Anabay Rachamidilamusa, and I daven that they should die. Vihiboy Rachamidilahadribis Bithyufta, and she goes ahead and she daven for them that they should do tshuva. Classic, remember the story with our mayor in Bruria? Man, woman shtickle. Man's like, just let him die. Woman's like, let him do tshuva. Beautiful. Daf Yud, we saw that. Okay, on to the next. Another grandson, Hanan HaNechba. There was someone named Hanan HaNechba that was Hanan the Hidden One. Bar Brate de Chone Amagalav. She was the son of the daughter of Chone Amagalav. His own was a grandson. Kimitzacham Lamitcha, when the world needed rain. Have Meshadu Rabban and Yenuka de Bey Rav, like Abedu, would send the kids that were in school, the little kids, they would send it to him. And Rashi says that the reason why they did it, lahamrich liba viskabin tefillah, so in order to soften his heart, know of kavanas to tefillah, v'naktele b'shipule glim, and they grabbed onto his cloak, to the bottom of his cloak, b'shule begadah, by the hem of his clothing, v'amule abba abba havlan mitra, father, father, give us rain. Rashi says, kachu grin likroso, ki yasam shamer avi avi, like a yasam, says, father, father, amal hafei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, riponu shalom, asay b'shvil eilu, do for them, shem akirin ben abba di yoiv mitra, abba di loyiv mitra. They can't tell the difference between a father who gives rain and a father who can't give rain, so do it on their sake that they should get the rain. The amai kari le chananech, but why do they call him Chanan the Hidden One? They show you machbi atso beis hakise, because he would hide himself when he go to the bathroom. Rashi says, you take out the words of beis hakise, and what it really means is he would hide himself when he go davin. You know, people shouldn't think that it's coming from him because of his hanava, and you were doing it in a hidden way, so no one should notice. Weiter. Amar le Rav Zvika le Rav Safra. Ta chazi, come and see. Ma bein takifei da'ar di yisrael lechasid d'bav. Come take a look and see the difference between the takifei. Takif means like intense, a little bit like offensive, like on the offense, of Eretz Yisrael and those of chasid d'bav and the chasid d'bav. They were both tzaddikim, but the people in Eretz Yisrael, they behaved in a way that people didn't even know that they were tzaddikim, because they made themselves look out to be that they were really intense, and like, you know, that they weren't, as we'll see. We're going to see, but the Eretz Yisrael is not like that. Chassid the Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. The Chassid of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Kehava mitzvah chalma l'mitzvah, when the world needed rain, amu nichnif v'hadadi v'nibay rachmeh. They would say, let's go get together. Let's go daven for rain. Efshet demiratzei HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is going to help you. Yesi meitri mitzvah is going to bring rain. So those are the ways of Bava. They were open and people saw it and they were impressed by it. Wow, amazing. Takiv it to Saul, but the people that are to Saul, Kikon Rav Yonah Avudra Ab Mani, that they did things in a way that people didn't even notice that they were such tzaddikim. Kevin mitzvah chalman, the mitzvah in the world needed rain, have a aisle of bay, save Armelu, to go to his house, and he would say, he'd go to his mishpach, and he'd say, Havadli Gvolki. He'd say, give me a Gvolki, which is a As Rashi explains in Lazi Rashi, it's a tik. In other words, give him some cash, give him my cash, my money. I'm going to go buy some grain for a zuz. And that's pretty expensive. Rashi says, Dagan, Mishun Kafta, Shafilu b'nei Beisa Loya, he didn't even let his household know that he was so stark, that he was so chashev, that he's going to go out to daven away, that they thought he's just going to buy something. When you go out, you would go to a place that's very low. The chsev is a pasuk says, Mimama Kim, Korisicha Hashem. From the depth I call out to. The koy b'duch they see him, we go to a place which is totally tzanua, people couldn't see him. Umchase b'sako, ubay rachme, he'd cover himself with sack, with sackcloth, and then we go to dam for Hashem to answer. Vasim mitzvah, the rain would come. Kiav ice in the basement, when he came back to his house, Amrilei, they would say to him, they said to him, I see my bro, where's the grain that you bought? So Amalehu Amina the whole of Asa mitzvah, he says, well, no, because the rain came, I said, hash the revach la'alma. With the Alma, now there's the world is going to be good, everything's going to be fine. Rashi says, the Liavi Savea, Vahachi Lo, Zam New York Dash, I don't have to go and buy things that are so expensive because things are going to start to grow now because we have rain. Vesu, Rabbi Mani Berei. Furthermore, we have a story about Rabbi Mani, his son. Have a Kamatsari lay the being Nisiyah. The being Nisiyah, they used to go out and they would be Mitzari. They caused them pain. Ishtata Chal Kivra Davo, he bowed down on it, he lied down on his father's grave. And he says, Amale Abba, Abba, hi Mitzari Lu. These people are causing me pain. Yomachan, have a Kachofi also. One day, those people were walking by in the place of Yonah was, where he was buried by the cemetery. Inkut Karadusus Vasayu, but their horse's feet, Rashi said, Nidbeku the car got stuck in the ground. Shal Gabi Ma'ara, that was at the top of the cave. They weren't able to move from their place. Until they were makabel themselves, that they're not going to cause them pain anymore. Okay, Vasu, and furthermore, Rabbi Mani have a shliach kamid, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyoshev. He would often find himself by there. He would go by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyoshev. Amalei says to him, Asiri de Bechami Kometzarli, the rich people of my father-in-law's house, they're being Mitzarli. Rashi says, Ashirim shall Bechami, the rich people, they're causing me pain. Amalei says to him, Leanu, they should become poor. Rashi says, Yuhaniyam, they should become Aniyam, become poor. Vianu, and they became poor. Vamar, and he says, Kodachkuli, now they're being dochik me, they're pushing me. Litein lam parnasu, Rashi says, to give them money. Amar says back, okay. Liatru, they should become rich. Viatru, and they became rich. Be careful what you wish for. Amar, he says, Lomakablini alai inche beisi. He says, Ain ishti, Rashi says, Ain ishti mikabel salai sheni offa. My wife, she's not so pretty. And it's not going well. Amalei says, Mashma, what's her name? Chana. Her name is Chana. Tisyafi Chana. Chana should become pretty. And Vinisyafa, she became pretty. Amalei said, Komigandru alai. Now she's being haughty. Rashi says, Miskadelitz alai, Mituch Gavosi Yofir. It's because she's so beautiful. Now she's being a Balas Gaiva. What do I do? Amalei says, Yahi, Tachsur Chana la Shachurisa. Let her go back to her darkness. And let her go back to being ugly. Chazachana Shachuruse. And she went back to becoming ugly. Hanu Trey Tamido with two Tamidim to have a Kamid of Yitzchak ben Yashav, who were by Yitzchak ben Yashav. Remember, they said, Niboy Marachmi Alon, the Nichim Tuva, could you daven for us and become very big Chachamim? Remember, they said back, Imi Hoysa Ushlachtia. I used to have this, but it's lost. Rashi says, Dover Zeha Yabiyadi, Shakoma Shanim Vaka, Shayzos, and he said, give it to me. Vachshav ain't philosophy, Kobalas Kokach. It's not a Kobal so much. I'm not able to do this for you. I apologize. We have over here on the side, the Bach adds in over here, and the reason why he said that is Mepleisha lo ratzala triach lefnei amakom amarkayin. He didn't want to be my triach, to be bonus home, therefore he said it like that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.